At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Mark Reardon.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Mark Reardon.
There's all these new words that are just meant to keep one person from disagreeing with another person's position.
And you have to be pithy. What do I mean by pithy? How about this? Republicans want to kill your kids.
This is the Mark Reardon Show.
Oh, I have so many favorites when it comes to the opens. It's really hard to keep track of them. But let me just say this as we start here this afternoon.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
That's right. Fred is back, Sue. How about that?
I love it.
I made it.
Yeah,
made it back.
We didn't enjoy you being gone last week. Ethan did a bang-up job, though. It was awesome.
I did not enjoy Fred being gone.
But you rocked it out. You really did. You killed it last week. And one of the things, you know, and I think maybe the audience certainly hears references to this, there's many multiple parts of Fred's job with me. That doesn't even cover the stuff he does on the other
counseling
side of the building. Yes,
right.
managing me. And Ethan, you're pretty good at it because you have to calm me down and bring my blood pressure down. Sue, let me give you a good example of how the afternoon started, okay?
All right.
I'm in my office just about 45 minutes ago, maybe an hour ago at this point, and I'm sitting in one chair, and I had my headphones on another chair, and I looked to my right, and it was literally, I apologize if there's children listening, it was literally pissing from the ceiling. There was water that was rolling down as if someone was taking a leak. It had to do with the air conditioning and the humidity and the condensation and everything. But, I mean, it was a lot of water, and luckily my headphones survived. But that was sort of, hopefully that's not symbolic for how the rest of the day will go.
No, that only can happen once, Mark. It's all up. It's looking better from there.
If you would have come in the office and you would have seen the chair, it looked like I couldn't hold my bladder on the chair.
That's exactly
what
it looked
adult
like.
Depends.
Yeah, Fred, how was your trip?
It was great. It was great. Spent a whole week in Lakeland, Florida, which is in the central part of the state, and did dog sitting with my wife for some of our close friends who went on a cruise.
Hey, can you come over to my house? And when I say, can you come over to my house, can you come over maybe like at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning? Because Sue knows this, Fred knows this, Ethan knows this. I have not shared this on the socials. Like, hey, I haven't done this yet on Facebook or Instagram or on the Twitter. But we have a new addition into the Reardon household. It's a little puppy named Max.
I like the
so
name.
Cute.
Again.
You know what his name? You're going to like the other name. I'll tell you the rescue story here, but the rescues always give them names, right?
Yeah.
His name was Ozzy. And I kind of liked Ozzy, but this is sort of an Alexa Reardon project. So, you know, she decided, Max, she had a list. She showed me her list of names, and I liked her list of names, but she went with that one. I had a cat when I was in college. That was my first pet ever outside of a gerbil. And so what happened was, is, you know, Sue, I kind of alluded to this last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's being patient with the story. So... Alexa's, I'm such a dumb sucker. I'll just say that right now. But Alexa's kind of saying, hey, can we go to the APA? Can we go to the APA? So we go to the APA Saturday morning. But I'd also seen on Fox that they were doing a rescue at the aquarium for the Humane Society. So we go down to the aquarium, and that's where we found him.
I think this is great. So they were just doing an event down there, and you happen to be... Well, you just happened to know that that was happening.
I saw it on X, quite honestly. I was tooling around, I guess you would call it like doom scrolling, on Friday night. And we had had discussions in the household about bringing a puppy into the house. Now, this puppy, Ethan, did you put the picture up or not?
The picture is outrageously adorable.
Yet. I will now,
okay.
though. I'll throw
okay,
it up there
wait,
now.
Mark, yeah. How is Olaf taking it? How is the rest of the Reardon Zoo adapting?
That's a very valid question. Olaf's not doing very well because this puppy is only 11 weeks old. He's got very sharp teeth. But what I'll tell you is, like, we were walking him last night in the neighborhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bigger dog down the block that my neighbors have that's about a year and a half named Maverick. And they got along so well. I mean, they were just playing with each other. It wore this puppy out. And we've had a couple of good nights where I woke up at 3 in the morning and I let him out. And then Alexa got up at 6:30 and let him out. I went to bed around, I think, I tried to go to bed a little early. And he didn't, you know, he's certainly a puppy and he's going to pee in places. He has not really, you know, done much in the crate very much, which I'm pretty impressed with. So Ethan's going to put up the picture. He is we think he's a Border Collie Lab mix. Yeah, Fred, you look a little...
I thought it looked like a beagle to me.
You know, a couple of people have said beagle,
but
the face is more lab. You're not the first one to say that, Fred.
Right.
So a couple of people have said lab. Look, he's brown and white. He's got some socks, some white socks on, you know, with the paws.
Okay, and white? If you say Border Collie, that means exercise. I just...
Well,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, look, Duke, the dog that we lost, you know, about a month ago, he was very athletic and, you know, it was fun. We love to go down. We have common ground in our neighborhood. We love to go down and throw the ball, and he would go back and forth and back and forth. And I will tell you, just from the experience from the last 2.5 days, and, you know, look, it's early, but he loves to run around, and I can already tell, and he's going to be probably a pretty big dog. We've had big dogs before. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm a little afraid about Oreo the bunny being taken out, so we're keeping them separated right now. There was an incident this morning that was solved by giving Oreo a piece of banana. He appreciated that. So look, this is all an adjustment, and I can't tell you that it's going to go very smoothly because you just don't know. But I'm putting, you know, my daughter's at home right now with my wife's aunt. My wife's out of town. So the timing of all this was probably really stupid. But we did talk about it because we didn't want it to happen too deep into the summer because we need Alexa's help. With this.
Wait, so your wife hasn't met Max
yet?
No,
she has.
She has. She did before she left town.
So,
okay, phew.
Max is also, if you go in on the Twitter or on YouTube, you can go and see Max is on the live stream.
So
right now.
Cute.
See a picture of him.
We when we went to the aquarium, I mean, there were two littermates, Max and then this other dog. And the other dog got grabbed right away. And I'm sitting there, I'm talking to this woman who was staying there, and she's a flight attendant for Southwest Airlines. And she's like, I'm ready to take that dog home. And, you know, we kind of got in, we got the application in, and then they had to take it back to the Humane Society on Saturday afternoon, which is kind of off Macklin. And, that just reminded me. I forgot to go there today because Alexa has this thing called a green light card, which is kind of an allowance card.
Mm.
And I told her, I said, you're paying for this stuff. So, you know, Jeannie Sullivan from Pet Supplies Plus took great care of us, put a little puppy package together, and she put it on the green light card. And then when she did the card at the Humane Society, I left it there. So about 7 minutes after leaving, I'm like, wait a second, I can't find the card. I circle back, and they're like, no, we don't have the card. And then when I got home, they said, yeah, we found the card. So they put it in the safe, and I'm going to have to go get it. No, Becky was home on Saturday and most of the day yesterday. So, yeah, she has met the puppy. I don't think I would have done it without her being there.
I was going to say, that freaked me out for a minute, but now I'm good.
Yeah, but she's coming back tomorrow afternoon. So, look, it's going to be a challenge, especially because he's very, very young. But he's smart. I mean, I'll tell you what, and that's what they said. Border I think border collies are really smart.
Mm-hmm. They are really smart.
There's going to be a lot of athleticism, but, you know, that's part of the fun. For me, I hate it. And Sue, you'll appreciate this. I hate it when folks get dogs and they don't get them outside, right?
Yes.
And they don't play with them and they keep them in an apartment. And unfortunately, that's sometimes the reason why you have rescues. Like my dog, Casey, that I got, it was the first dog we adopted when we moved here to St. Louis. It was Becky and mine, first dog together. And she was at one of the kill shelters. And, you know, somebody had adopted her when she was younger and then gave it back, essentially. So I'm very aware of the commitment and the responsibility.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean it's going to be easy, right?
Nope.
And I'm aware of that. So you'll hear complaints. But he's doing pretty well. And I've gotten to the point with, you know, I have to do this with Oreo, with the bunny, too. You got to keep eyes on these, certainly on a puppy. So I'm keeping eyes on him. We got this little pop-up tent thing that was sent from Amazon, because when we went to the aquarium, they were in the in this little tent. It's not very big. And we thought, oh, that's a great little area for containment. Like, not to give, I'm going to give a lot of information out. It's always TMI. But he took a shower with me today. Now, he didn't go in the shower, but I didn't want to leave him unattended. And I was giving Alexa some downtime because, you know, she was going to have to take.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So yeah. I had him in the bathroom and he was fine and everything's fine. Maybe the first time he saw me naked, and I'm comfortable with that. But yeah, it was a very, very interesting weekend.
I'm not sure, okay.
Well,
that's too much.
Okay.
Poor
dog. That was TMI. but he was in the, did he chew anything while you were in the shower?
No, he just, well, I've taken everything. That sounded like a personal question, Sue. Okay, first of all, you're the one who said TMI, but that sounded like a personal question. No, I've removed things from, you know, from the ground, and I've coached my daughter, and I've had to yell at my daughter, look, you can't have, we've puppy-proofed enough of the house at this point. He's not going downstairs. Oreo spends time downstairs. I'm not putting him in any area for a while that doesn't have hard flooring. Right,
what about the cats? How are they doing?
I'd say that's they've gotten used to dogs before, but it's the third day, right?
Yeah, you're right.
It's the third
early.
Day. All right, look, I got to take a break here, Sue, but we have, I'll tell you, you remember when I referenced the credit card fraud on Friday?
Yes.
I've got an interesting follow-up to that. You may or may not laugh about that. We'll do that after 4 o'clock. We got Jane coming up here in just a minute, because you will not believe the exchange on Facebook between Vervis Jones, Jaden calls him Virus, the father of the former mayor, and Tashara Jones referencing the new mayor. It's just, maybe I shouldn't be surprised anymore at what happens with Tish, the former mayor, but we're going to talk about that. We got John Lamping coming up. We'll have, I'm looking forward to Michelle Tafoya this afternoon after 5. There's some interesting trans athlete talks. We're off and running here on a Monday afternoon edition. Check out the puppy picture on the X, formerly Twitter, the YouTube feed.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. T&Cs apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Well, I will say this. We are stacked and loaded here from Monday's show, especially with Fred back. I even think we have insect news this afternoon, which I'm thrilled. You know, we had to use the insect news sounder last week. We love that. Sue will have a Monday edition of Sue's News. We'll have Curtis Houck from Newsbusters here, which is part of the Media Research Center. Kusumano will join us. I mentioned Michelle Tafoya. And then Greg Warren, Kirkwood guy, great comedian. You know, I kind of shared this story last week. I've known Greg for a long time. And he was on my show on KMOX several times back in the day, as we say. But I haven't connected with him recently. And I was shamefully not even following him on Instagram, which I thought I was because here's why I thought I was. His stuff is coming. His great comedy is coming up on my feed and people are sharing it so much. Well, one reason is he's got a new special out, and that's what we're going to talk with him about. And I think the other reason is because he's just... And it's an interesting little curve of popularity. He's gotten even more popular in the past few years. And we'll kind of explain that at 5:30. I'll have audio cut of the day as well. So Jane Duker is going to join me as we get started here this afternoon. You've already seen pictures of the puppy. I know that, right? How are you, Jane?
Oh, I am in love with that puppy.
We'll have to come visit you this weekend. Yeah,
yes.
We'll have to come visit you because I'm trying to get him out. He's, you know, Alexa had a softball camp this morning, so I'm, you know, getting him in the car as much as I can. You know this. It's a lot of work, right? And I'm probably the dumbest person on the planet for entering into this. But it is what it is, and I'm going to have to adjust. So anyway, we are exchanging messages, including puppy pictures, over the weekend. And you share this, I think it was a Facebook post, right?
Yes.
Somebody says, yeah. I ran into Mayor Spencer yesterday. She looked beyond tired. She carried the weight of problems that will be with us beyond her term. I truly hope she can guide St. Louis through this tragedy. I also hope the governor gives the city the support it deserves. Now, I don't know who said that, but I think you'd agree, Jane, on the roundtable, we all agreed with those sentiments, right, on Friday afternoon?
Yeah.
So then,
yes, and that she's done a good job. She really has.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not tagging her with anything at this point. She's showing leadership. I think that there's a lot on her plate right now. So one of the first people that responds to that, you know, wishful thinking sentiment that hopefully, or you would think that most people in St. Louis could get their arms around and say, yeah, you know what? We want to give this new mayor a chance. Virvis Jones, I like that you call him Virus, the father of the former mayor, says, I will give her the same grace she and her supporters gave my daughter regarding the ice storm. Oh, and the sirens did work on March 14th, 2025. And then Tish actually gets involved here. And her response was, she wanted the job, now she has it, and all that comes with it. I mean, we knew that both of these people were just garbage anyway, but if this doesn't prove it even more, Jane, good Lord. When you sent that to me, I was actually surprised that it was even real. That's how ridiculous it is.
Yeah. No, it's revolting, and... You know, and she talks about the ice storm. Well, you know, during the ice storm, she traveled to a fundraiser in D.C., you know, and Mayor Spencer has not. She's been up there every day. She just finished another press conference. She is trying to keep everybody informed. She's going to every corner of the community that she can. There's going to be people who complain. And, you know, the mayor is working with this group, you know, called Action St. Louis.
Right.
And they're saying they're the only, you know, people's, you know, organizing for this whole response. And, you know, what people need to realize is they're just a part of Arch City Defenders. They're not a separate nonprofit. So when you talk about giving money to organizations, I mean, it's fine if they want to organize people. But, I mean, you know, them shilling for cash, during this tornado was really gross, but that's who the mayor is working with because they were basically her election arm.
Right.
But look, and they came to the Board of Aldermen today asking to, you know, to defund the police some more.
Of course they did. Of course they did, right? But let's go back to the ice storm, because it's not like what happened during the ice storm. Of course we understand that weather happens. We've had blizzards in St. Louis. You remember we had that one when we were kids. But it wasn't only that. It was a culmination of everything else that wasn't happening in the city. How many times have we talked about 911 calls that aren't being answered? How many times were we talking about trash not being picked up? Lack of, you know, other police response. Then, you know, then the ice storm happens.
About the crime stats.
Right. So, right, all that stuff. And then the travel. You just mentioned the travel. So there's all these things that are a culmination. Was that the dagger? Sure. Should it have been the dagger? Yeah. Absolutely, it should have been the dagger. Maybe, thank God, it did happen in retrospect, because then we have a new mayor. Now, I'm not completely sold on all of Kara's ideas, of course. But look, you have to give her a shot at this point, and she's got a ton on her plate. But when you shared that,
I really... showing up.
Well, right. I was shocked by that.
You know, that's 99% of life is showing up, and she is showing up. And she doesn't claim to be perfect. I mean, here's the problem is, you know, everyone saw everything going on around the city. You know, corruption in the building department, corruption in the doling out of the North City, you know, business funds, you know, inside dealing. I mean, this had all been accumulating. And what the ice storm did was just, you know, kind of clarify for people that she couldn't do the basics and had no interest in doing the basics. And so to act like, the ice storm and she was treated unfairly, she got literally an 8-year, more than that, 12-year honeymoon. I mean, the treasurer's office, you know, she did the same stuff, the, you know, no transparency, inside dealing with, you know, her father's friends, traveling. I mean, her behavior didn't change. She just finally got held accountable.
I think you're being racist. I think you're just being racist here, Jane Duker.
I really do.
How dare you?
I mean, because, it's you know, and I think that people are fed up with that. And it was interesting because the embattled sheriff had his hearing today and before the budget committee. And, you know, he said, I'm new and I'm just trying to put my administration together because he's $600,000 over budget.
Yeah. Well, here's the best part of that. No, I'm so glad that you brought this up because I forgot to mention in the open and I had it on my list today. So I do not get the printed copy of STL today, but I was told a few weeks ago that I had to pay $38 for my digital subscription. Now, I think I got that reduced. We're going to check it. But did you see the headline in the printed paper?
No.
This is great. Sheriff's firings have cost city $500,000, but the word have is spelled with no E, H-A-V. If that doesn't represent, I'm not even kidding you. Well, they print the damn thing in Columbia, Missouri now, right? So they actually have a spelling error in the headline, but I think that's very symbolic of where STL today is. Jane, I got to run, but thank you for highlighting this with Tish because it's that reaction is disgusting. How old is she? How old is she? You know, you guys want to blame Trump, and I blame Trump, too, for being sophomoric, but that's just childish behavior from a former mayor of a major city.
Yeah, it's obscene. All right.
We'll
game
see you
on,
Friday.
Guys.
All right,
talk
take care.
Later.
We have John Lamping coming up here in just a couple of minutes. I have to play this, though, before that, just because, and I didn't want to pick on Jane because Jane is, you know, I would say certainly a moderate Democrat. But Jennings is on yesterday morning. Scott Jennings, my friend, CNN contributor, and Congresswoman Debbie Dingell is on with Scott Jennings. And the question gets raised about what Democrats really stand for. And Jennings, to his credit, he defended the Democrats. Check it out.
I'll defend the Democrats. They are for things. Illegal aliens. For boys and girls sports. I mean, you are for things. And that's why you have such struggles right now in your party, because you're not for anything that's on the right side of any of the 80-20 issues that are driving this cultural divide in America. I think Westmore is actually a pretty talented communicator. The other person who spoke in South Carolina, Tim Walz, is a special mixture of extreme buffoonery and a mean spirit, which is a toxic brew. He is not the future of the Democratic Party. More is interesting, probably more interesting than some of the radicals you have out there, Crockett, AOC. I mean, those are the true leaders of your party right now, but it'd probably be better off replacing them.
That's not true, and I'm not going to even let you
say that.
Oh, yeah, it is true. Now, he's talking about Wes Moore, who's the governor of Maryland, and I absolutely have examples this afternoon, audio examples of Tim Walz's buffoonery. I mean, the fact that we were, I'd say, you know, it could have been close, that we were going to experience a Harris-Walz administration, and you hear more of what that guy has said. I can't believe the Democrats haven't said, shut the hell up, but God bless them. Same thing with Jasmine Crockett. That's why I called Cori Bush the gift that keeps on giving. Well, we have some new ones, and that's very appreciated.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, I'm a savvy late night dive bar. We get caught up a little bit more with Fred now that he's back from his vacation. We got Sue's news on a Monday that may or may not include insect news. There's also some reference to a show that may have taken place in a different time with some actors that you'll find interesting. And Stranger Things has announced that the kids will be back. You know, the fifth season they've announced. These kids are now 40 and 41 years old, but it's going to be fun to watch Stranger Things anyway. So we asked this question on the roundtable on Friday, and I've been one that has quite often over the decades preached about entitlement reform because you really can't get to the core of cutting government spending without that. But, you know, I think it's too early to rule whether DOGE was a failure because it's still during the process. Now, Elon held this event with Trump over the weekend. He did this interview on CBS Sunday Morning.
It's a bit unfair because, like, DOGE became the whipping boy for everything. So if there was some cut, real or imagined,
everyone would blame Doge. I've had people think that like Doge is going to stop them from getting their Social Security check, which is completely untrue.
Well, of course, the media has lied about that. Now that the big, beautiful bill is going over to the Senate, not all of the Republicans are on board with every aspect of the big, beautiful bill. Even our own Senator Josh Hawley is raising some concerns about the Medicaid cuts, which really aren't cuts because they're just reducing the level of spending. But that's Washington speak. And here's Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky.
Well, the math doesn't really add up. It's about $320 billion in new spending. To put that in perspective, that's more than all the Doge cuts that we found so far. I think there are four of us at this point, and I would be very surprised if the bill at least is not modified in a good direction.
Former State Senator John Lamping is with us to react to that this afternoon. You often hear him on the Reardon Roundtable on Friday, and John and I go way back talking about a lot of these issues, so I'm very curious about your opinion. How are you this afternoon?
Mark, I couldn't be better. It's great to be with you.
And don't forget at the end here, I'm making a mental note, there's a great wine and jazz festival that you're part sponsor in Augusta. So we'll give a little plug to that here at the end of the segment. But I'm very genuinely curious to hear what you would react to Rand Paul's comments in particular, because you like Senator Paul. I like a lot of what Senator Paul stands for. When it comes to Doge and the big, beautiful bill, Elon, of course, said it can be big and maybe it can be beautiful. Can't be both at the same time. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think I agree with Rand Paul, and you know, he recognizes the fact that we're spiraling out of control with respect to our deficit, and Washington speak for cutting is not to cut, but to slow the rate of growth, which is at best what this beautiful bill does. You know, he's frustrated, and he's been that way for a long time, and all of us would think it's just common sense of, you know, if you're taking in $5 trillion and we're spending $7 trillion, which we've been doing the last 5 years, that you have to stop it. Unfortunately, the great big bill doesn't do that. You know, I really liked Doge. I think it was fantastic. It exposed how much waste is in the system. I think the annual $300 billion going to USAID was worth that. That alone was worth it for Doge.
Right, yeah.
But to turn an analysis of waste into an elimination of waste requires Washington to participate. And unfortunately, you know, Washington is very, very corrupt and very set in its ways. And no one wins unless everybody wins, and everybody only wins when everybody gets paid. So I think what's going to happen is the Senate's going to pass a bill that has more spending cuts in it, and it's going to go back to the House. And, you know, that bill only passed by, what, one or two votes?
Yeah, right.
And I think in the end, it'll be the House that'll have to bend over backwards and vote for the great, big, beautiful bill. But I think it won't get out of the Senate unless it is at least a more serious attempt at cutting spending.
So some of this, I had Jason Smith, the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, I had Ann Wagner on last week. Some of that is they say, look, we can't go against some of the or at the discretionary spending because this is through reconciliation. But John, you know as well as I do, and I feel like I've been talking about this for three decades, mainly because I've been talking about this for three decades, there is realistically no way to peel back this spending unless you look at Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. It's just not even possible. So how do we get to that point? What I said on Friday on the roundtable is I just don't see it ever happening because there's not going to be Republicans with intestinal fortitude. And President Trump has made it clear we ain't touching those things right now. When in our lifetime or my daughter's lifetime or my grandchild's lifetime will we ever have a serious conversation about that? And I said this too, and you and I may agree to disagree on this, but, you know, Paul Ryan's name is persona non grata in the Republican Party. And I understand how people have moved on, but I started talking about Social Security reform with Paul Ryan in the early 2000s, and he was a policy wonk, and he wanted to fix it, and he knew we had to fix it. And by the way, I think it's somewhat fixable, but nobody wants to do it.
Yeah, well, look, Paul Ryan's mistake was he was trying to cut Social Security at the same time he was trying to cut corporate taxes, and just politically was just never going to play. You know, like when everybody's at the trough, the only way you can get people to have less in the trough is they all take a step back together. And so that process doesn't work. You know, what will happen eventually is we will have a financial crisis unlike any financial crisis we've had before. It'll be a monetary financial crisis, which means that the world will lose faith and confidence in the dollar as a global reserve currency. When that happens, we'll have a big economic downturn accompanied with very high inflation because the dollar loses purchasing power. And that's the inevitability. That's what will happen if the deficits are allowed to go uncontrolled as they've been up till now. This administration's plan is to try to grow your way out, meaning, you know, the country, the economy as measured by GDP has been averaging around 2%. And if we can get it to grow 3%, instead of collecting only $5 trillion in taxes, given our current tax base, maybe we can collect 7, 8, or 9 and keep pace with spending. You know, the chances of that happening, are, I think, are relatively slim, but that's the path we're going down. It's not cutting spending to narrow the deficit. It's just to grow the economy to try to increase the total taxes received.
Former State Senator John Lamping with me this afternoon. You often hear him on the Reardon Roundtable. Did you hear that clip that I played with Scott Jennings reacting to Debbie Dingell just a few minutes ago?
No, I didn't hear it now, but I heard it earlier.
Okay,
it was phenomenal.
Yeah. Really good. But let me follow that up with even Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan Chase.
We have to acknowledge the grievances that have put us in this position to start with, and they're real, okay? Immigration, the hell are we doing? EVs and cars and wasting a lot of money on green stuff, which isn't going to work. Do you think people in inner cities thought they were getting anything? Do you think that those people think that the American government is fair and competent and that this was in their best interest?
That speaks volumes right there. And it seems like the Democrats still do not get that. I have some great audio that I'm going to share in the next segment from John Fetterman, where, and you know, he's been under attack because he said some things that have made sense and common sense when it comes to those issues that he was just, you know, referencing. But it's incredible to me, going back to what Jennings was pointing out, that Jasmine Crockett and Tim Walz somehow are still the standard bearers for the Democrat Party.
Yeah, and none of these people that are speaking on behalf of the Democratic Party in the here and now, they'll never be in power. They'll never win elections. The Democratic Party knows that, but I think they're willing to let these people come out and say the things they're saying right now because they don't fear that those will be the nominees for anything. Someone like Jamie Dimon, my first thought is, thanks, Jamie. Where were you 5 years ago when all that was actually happening?
Well, that's a good point.
You're only the CEO of the largest bank in the world. But I think even Jamie Dimon's case, you know, he's somebody who has long been kind of around the edges of contemplating running for political office. I think Democrats are going to have to come up with a completely new set of leaders. No Pete Buttigieg, none of this stuff. It's going to have to be somebody, probably somebody outside of politics, you know, who can speak common sense. And, you know, we don't have an election. We obviously have midterms coming up, but midterms are all a function of, you know, a handful of toss-up seats, and
right,
that's not a real sea change of political philosophy. I think, quite frankly, if the Trump administration so far has been so bold in its undertakings, God, it's only 4 months in, he's already shut down the border, and it's it's in a process of deporting these millions and millions of aliens that have been here forever, and the public loves it, and the economy's doing just fine. You know, oil prices are down, gas at the pumps down.
There's a lot of things that are good. That's right. Yeah. They don't want to acknowledge that. By the way, Fetterman even piggybacks off some of that with what you were saying. But, you know, let's focus on Augusta here for just a couple of minutes. I've often said when I used to ride my bike and be one of those annoying people in spandex out there where you live, John, that if I would, you know, take someone and blindfold them and land them in Augusta, Missouri, they wouldn't know that they were in Missouri. It's just beautiful out there. You can say that about different spots of the state. But you have a great wine and jazz festival that's coming up this very weekend that I know you're involved with. So give this a plug for this weekend.
Yeah, sure. So we're having a third annual wine and jazz festival. It starts Friday night at Mount Pleasant Winery, but then all day Saturday from about 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. We've got jazz going, and then Sunday morning at Noble Winery, there's a brunch. My firm, Magis Financial Advisors, is the lead sponsor on the headline acts, and that's 6 o'clock on Saturday at the Harmony Rhyme, which is a 19th century entertainment center. And we brought the Hot Club of Baltimore in. They're a nationally renowned act. They're famous for gypsy jazz. You know, Django Reinhardt is kind of the grandfather of gypsy jazz. So it's a real unique experience. All the wineries, there's five different wineries, are hosting events during the day. And if you just go to AugustaWineAndJazz.com, you can find it. And it's going to be a great day, weather permitting, rain or shine, because the Harmony Varine is actually an indoor facility, and that's where the headliner will be at 6 o'clock.
What is on the pamphlet I see there, VIP tickets, includes a blind wine voting. Can you explain any of that?
Yeah, so there's no charge during the whole course of the day. To see the headline act, to get in the Varine is $20, and then there are VIP tickets, which includes wine tastings and a full course, you know, a 5-course meal, and that actually may be sold out by now. But you know, even if you just have an hour or two to come out in the afternoon, there's stuff going on. It's really a great time. There's a shuttle bus that'll take you all the wineries, because like, for example, Balducci's about 2 miles from Augusta, and they've got They're starting like 3 o'clock on Saturday, and so you can come and go. It's just going to be a great time.
Awesome. And the website, the best website would be theharmonywithanie.org. Is that accurate?
Yep.
All right.
That's
cool.
Right.
Have fun this weekend. I might head out there.
Thanks, Mark. Take care.
Thank you, John Lampe. You got to hear this John Fetterman audio, which is really, really good this afternoon. Some of these qualify for audio cut of the day, which will take place in about 2 hours. Sue's News on a Monday in the next hour. Hang in there. Yeah, a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk with Michelle Tafoya, who's up in Minneapolis. She does a great podcast, and I can't even believe that we have to talk about another situation in high school with a trans athlete taking, you know, awards away from females. But in this particular case with A.B. Hernandez, I almost said start, A.B. Hernandez, who is a trans athlete out in California, you had some people that two other girls that stepped down from the podium and said, no, enough is enough. There is a great exchange with Julie Hamill, who is a California attorney. I'll share this a little bit later in the show, with Breonna Keeler, who just completely embarrasses herself on CNN. But I mentioned the Fetterman audio, and let me kind of work backwards here a little bit this afternoon. If you heard Scott Jennings' brilliant response to Debbie Dingell when they were on the show yesterday morning on the CNN morning show, I want to play you what he was sort of referring to. I probably could have set that up just a little bit better. Here's Wes Moore, who's the governor of Maryland currently.
We must fight with the fierce urgency of now. Gone are the days when the Democrats are the party of no and slow. Let's not just talk about an alternative. Let's not study an alternative. Let's deliver the alternative.
I don't know what the alternative is, and Wes Moore is supposedly a rising star. And you heard even Scott Jennings sort of said nice things about him. I don't know enough about him. I do know enough about this bozo. And I can't even believe how close we were to having this guy near the White House.
Maybe it's time for us to be a little meaner. Maybe it's time for us to be a little more fierce. Because we have to ferociously push back on this.
We've got to find some goddamn guts to fight for working people in a way that really makes a difference. Nobody votes for roadkill.
Yeah, well, you are roadkill. You're right. But Tim Walz, you are part of that roadkill, and you continue to be part of that roadkill. What are you for? What does he stand for? Well, he stands for biological boys taking the spot of biological girls in sports or removing opportunities. But there's no doubt. By the way, the party also stands for tax increases for every single American. That's not made up, pulled out of thin air. It's absolutely factual. They didn't want to talk about it in the campaign, mainly because the mainstream media did not want to challenge them on that at all. So let's talk about the border here. And that's where I'll bring John Fetterman into the conversation. Now, John Fetterman hasn't, I don't think he's kind of crossed over. This is a little curious to me. On the trans athlete issue, he sort of stands out on the side of the crazies. And I don't really get that because he makes so much sense on everything else. And they've gone after him. They've targeted John Fetterman. When I say they, his own party. They did a hit piece on him about a month ago, calling him crazy. They leaked videos of him on airplanes. But he makes sense on these issues.
I thought the border was really important, and our party did not handle the border appropriately. Not look at the numbers: 267,300 people showing up at our border. That's unacceptable, and that's national security issue and chaos.
Yeah, and he's not even doing the full complete picture of the math, because the math is what? Between 11, 12, 13. How many people cross the border? How many times did we talk about it? We featured audio from Bill Malusian. That's one of the things that I love about the media. Is, and I've said this before in defense of Fox, I know a lot of people that just mock Fox, my lefty friends. Oh, what are you doing? You're just getting brainwashed on there. Are you kidding me? They were the only network that was covering some of these things. Bill Malusian was at the border. He showed lines of migrants that were crossing illegally. I did not see those images on CNN. Now, I don't watch CNN as much, but believe me, they didn't talk about those things. So I don't know if the Democrat supporters or the American public, when all this happened and when the border became an issue, I don't know where they were consuming their news. I do know that they didn't cover it in the way they should in the rest of the legacy media. And Fetterman even says, look, the Republican senator from Pennsylvania, a guy named Dave McCormick now, says he even called just to be protective of Fetterman on some of these issues.
He did defend me through that. And he actually asked me, it's like, is it okay to defend you? I don't want that to create more political problems.
I thought it might hurt him.
Yeah, he did. And I'm like, no, I appreciate that. He and people recognize the smear in this process.
And what's happening, the audio cut off a little quickly there, but these are liberals. These are progressives. It's the jazz. I don't know. I guess we could say it was the Cori Bush wing of the Democrat Party. Whose wing is it now? It's the Tim Walz and the Jasmine Crockett wing of the Democrat Party. There's a lot of them out there, because a lot of them, even some that claim to be moderates, they're not pushing back. Wes Moore wants to push back and fight and stand for something. Well, the rest of your party's not doing that right now. A little bit more of Fetterman here.
Well, no, for me, it's very clear. It's just part of like this weird smear, this thing. And the more kinds of left kind of media continues to have these kinds of an attack, and it's just part of a smear, and that's just not accurate. I've always been there. And for me, if I miss some of those quotes, I mean, some of those votes, I've made 90% of them. And we all know those votes that I've missed were on Monday. Those are travel days. And I have three young kids, and those are throwaway procedural votes that they were never determinative or they were important. That's a choice that I made.
They didn't quite get to them yet. They tried, and they'll continue to try. You know, one of the things that Celina Zito, great guest on the program, whose new book is coming out here in a few weeks, focused on, that's her state, Pennsylvania. She knows Fetterman. She knew it was a hit job. But they had this U.S. steel deal that Trump and the administration just executed. And it's amazing. And McCormick and Fetterman, both senators, and I think Josh Shapiro, the Democrat governor of Pennsylvania, praised it as well. Now, you won't get a lot of mainstream coverage of that because everyone's sort of getting along, and it's something that Trump's doing that's a good thing for working class people, right? Wes Moore wants to say we have to get back to working class people. I have bad news for him. It's the Republicans that are appealing to working class people right now. It's just a fact of where we are, and God bless the Democrats for letting that to happen.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.